Let us come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. Let's pray, guys. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing presence this morning. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this church. Thank you, Father God, that we are going to receive this word and walk in it, and what needs to be said is going to be said, Lord. Thank you that we are a people, Lord, that hunger and thirst to be about your business, that we want to be obedient to your word, even the difficult word. We want to do what you've called us to do. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's do that right now then. Jesus, thank you for blessing Miss Portia, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are going to heal her, that she's going to feel your power just coursing through her veins right now, Lord. Thank you for raising her up, Lord. This little one wants to be in the house of God, Lord. Thank you for using her in a big way. Thank you for the ministry that you have given her, Lord, and that anointing that is on her, Lord. Bless her, bless her, bless her. Bless her. Heal her. Raise her up. You say on your word, by your stripes we are healed. We just receive that. And we receive that for each and every person in here right now that's struggling with a physical problem. Thank you, Father God, for just your healing power, Lord. Thank you for blessing Brother David, Dwayne's buddy, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are the great physician, that nothing is impossible for you. Thank you, Father God, it doesn't matter what a man says. It doesn't matter what a doctor says. It doesn't matter how many years of schooling he has or what he thinks he knows, Lord. But you are the great physician and you are in control. And we just trust in you. And we say, your will be done. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, give them some praise. Go ahead and get excited. Give them some praise. Thank you, Father God. God is good. Amen. You know that you are blessed. Amen. So here we are. We're in this thing with 1 Peter. We've been in it for a very long time. I hope you're not getting bored with it. I hope it's still exciting and fresh. And the most important, I hope that you're getting blessed and fed. Amen. So when we read the word, man, that's good. That's a start, right? But we want to be obedient to this word, no matter how difficult it is. Amen? That's where the blessing is. Can I get a witness? So, yeah, give them some praise. Go ahead. Let's get riled up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise was such a blessing this morning. Thank you, Father. We have some amazingly talented folks in here. We're a blessed church. Amen? So, anyways, last week, we were kind of talking about being there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can go through a lot of trials, a lot of tribulation, a lot of persecution outside these four walls. Amen? So God wants us to be there for our brothers and sisters. He wants us to be there for our church family. Show hospitality. Do what we can do. Amen? For our brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, so here's the big reason why we talked about that last week is Peter is about to step into talking about some hardcore persecution and people coming against you. Remember, this should be a safe place right here where we know that my brother or my sister has my back. Not that they're going to agree with me necessarily, but they have my best interests at heart. Amen? And I can come to them and we're going to pray with each other. We're going to go through the Word of God and we're going to make that right decision together. Amen? We are blessed because we have this family. Amen? And God wants us to use this family. He wants us to be there for one another. Because we know life gets pretty hard. Amen? So let's dig into this real fast. 1 Peter 4 and verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial. Now when we think about fire, that's not necessarily a good word when we're talking about trials, right? Fiery trial. I don't know about you, but when I think about fire, I think about pain. I think about painful stimuli. Amen? But you know, fire also purifies. Did you know that? You think about that gold that has to go through that process of that, you know, being purified. It takes extreme heat to get all the refuse and rubbish off of that gold. Amen? To get it to that place that God wants it to be. And they do that process over and over again to get the purest possible product. Can I get a witness? Okay. So we go through fiery trials, man. And Peter just said, you know what? You shouldn't really be surprised. You know, this is what you signed up for. Can I get a witness? You know what I mean? The servant's not greater than the master. Amen? Okay, you belong to Jesus Christ, so Satan's going to come against you. And the Lord himself is going to allow you to go through some pretty big, significant trials in your life. You know what I mean? That's his method, man. Have y'all figured that out? That's his method that he uses to mature his people. So Peter's saying, don't be surprised, man. You belong to the Most High God. The Most High God is committed to your sanctification. He is committed to your spiritual maturity. Amen? Now, I personally wish life was really, really easy for Christians. Man, my job would be a lot easier. You know what I mean? I wish it was. You know what I mean? But you know what? I'm not God. You ain't God. And this is the program that we're on. And he knows what he's doing. Amen? Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you. So it's not an if thing, guys. You understand that? Have y'all noticed this trend? James, in Peter, in the letters that Paul wrote, in the Gospels, we see an awful lot where we're in the good book where they're talking about trials, man. That's the theme, man. I'm not the sharpest, what is it, the sharpest tool in the shed or sharpest pair of scissors or brightest bulb in the... I'm not that smart, you know what I mean? But I do see a trend going on here. The Lord's trying to give us a heads up. You know, don't be surprised, man, when life gets tough. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, that's pretty much what this says right here. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial. Now, I tell, when I'm doing a premarital counseling or marital counseling, I say, don't do it. Just run. This is one little thing you have control over right now. No, I'm not saying that. I'm an extremely blessed man. And I don't say that ever. Anyways. Now, this is what I say to these kids, man. They're all excited and life's going to be awesome and great and all that. And I'm like, hey, man, check it out. You guys can get through anything if you lean on one another. You can get through anything if you trust in the Most High God. And also, expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. Be on guard. God also warns us. Be on guard. Be sober. Be vigilant. Satan's looking for a way to trip you up. You know what I mean? And God's going to allow you to go through some mega, mega stuff. Amen? But we need to come to that place where we're like, you know what? I'm going to expect the unexpected. That way we won't be knocked off balance all the time. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. All right, give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. We just got let in onto a little secret right there. There's a reason why you're going through this. It's a testing of your faith. Now, that doesn't make me feel any better when I read that. You know what I mean? But God knows what he's doing, man. He loves us. We got to understand that, man, that God's not picking on you, but he loves you. He is the best father you can ever imagine. And he knows exactly what he's doing, even though we would do something different. We're not God. We're not capable of being anything like him. And he says, you don't get it. You don't understand it. But just know I love you and trust in me. Amen. When it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Okay. Pardon me. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. Check it out on your monitors there. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Just like we talked about this morning, man. Yeah. It's going to get hard. It's going to be tough. Okay. They told me that in Sunday school. Mama said there'd be days like this. But God is with me. God is with me. Amen. He is there to help me. He wants to help me. He wants me to lean on him. That's one of the major things that's going on trials. When do we really, seriously pray? When do we get really critical, hardcore prayer time in? when we need it, when we're under the gun, when we can't handle it ourselves. See, God wants us to have that relationship with Him. You know what I mean? He's not so much about your comfort. We would be all about our comfort. I like to be comfortable, man. I love it. I think it's great, man. Never mind, I'm not going to get into that. But God's way more committed to our spiritual growth than He is about us being comfortable. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. So it doesn't matter if you're Borneo. It doesn't matter if you're in Borneo. It doesn't matter if you're in Baghdad, Florida, or Baghdad, Iraq. God is there with you. Amen. Throughout the whole earth to give strong support. Not just support, not just a pat on the back. But we're talking about the creator of the universe. Talking about the same God that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. He's got your back and He says, you know what? I'm here with you. I know you wouldn't have picked this out, but here we go. We can get through this together. You lean on me. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Let's not fear the trial. Amen. Don't fear the trial. God has allowed us to go through this for a reason. So let's put our trust in Him, because we are going to go through trials. That's just part of it. You know what I mean? And trials would be so much easier if we knew when they were going to end. If we knew that, okay, I just got to ride this out for 24 more hours, and then the storm clouds are going to lift. That would be awesome. Or if we knew how it was going to end. If we knew it was going to end the way we didn't want it to end, then we could at least prepare ourselves for it. You know what I mean? But it doesn't work that way. See, we're in this faith thing, man. We trust in God. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, some trust in Porsches. We trust in the Most... That's not in the Bible. We trust in the Most High God. Amen? Okay. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay. That's what we're shooting for right there, guys. We can go ahead and call it a day if we all got that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen? This is a losing situation as far as what I can see in the natural. I don't know how this is going to work out. No, 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 no. All God's people went, no, 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 no. That sounds like nanu, nanu, nanu. Anyways, back on target, beloved. I'm putting my trust in the Lord. My focus is on Him. I'm going to trust in His word. I'm going to be obedient to His word, even when it doesn't make a lot of sense. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. Amen. Easy enough, right? Hey, the more we get into the scripture, the more God is going to prove Himself faithful. Amen. You get into this good book and you see how He's been there for others. Amen. And that'll start to build your faith. You talk to other Christians and you see how God has been there for them. And that'll start to build your faith. And then you go around the block a couple times yourself and you see how God has been faithful. And that's going to build your faith. So whatever you're going through right now, look back and see and remember where God has been good and faithful. Amen. And just plant your feet and trust in Him. Amen. Okay. As though something strange were happening to you. Okay. Whatever you're going through, whatever this trial is, there's other people that have been through situations just like this. So you know what? God is not picking on you. We got that, right? He's not picking on you. He is committed to you. He loves you. Amen? All right, let's go to the next slide, guys. Do you guys ever get thirsty out there and think about, yeah, I'll trade with y'all anytime. Yeah, you want to come up here and talk for 30 minutes? Or 45 minutes. Who am I fooling, man? Hour and a half. You guys like it when I go like an hour and a half. Is that Bonnie Brown laughing back there? Okay, all right, let's get through this. 1 Peter 4 and verse 13. But rejoice. Oh, man, are you serious? You understand what's going on, man? I'm being persecuted because I'm a Christian? Hey, man, I walked out of the Tom Thumb. This is not really didn't happen. But imagine if you walk out and you see somebody ripping your Jesus fish off the back of your car. There it is. That's not that big of a deal, though, really. Not really. We can go through a lot worse than that. Okay, that's not really what he's talking about here, but Man, we go through next to nothing because we love Jesus. Not yet. But I think that the good Lord is trying to wake up his church, saying, get ready, man. It's not always going to be the cakewalk you've come to expect here in North America. I really believe that, man. That times are going to get tough for the Christians, man. So it's now is the time to get that deep, deep, intimate relationship with the Lord. Learn to trust in him now. Can I get a witness? But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Okay, let's think about that. But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings. Okay, so we know that the servant's not greater than the master, but let's look at that. You are Christ's servant. Okay, you are his, amen. You are Christ's servant, amen. So you're in that family. So no matter what you go through in this world, at the end of the day, it's okay. I belong to Jesus Christ. It's going to get really, really good one day. You know what I mean? It's tough. It's crazy. I wish it was easier on all of us. I wish we all had like infinite money in the bank. That would be awesome. That would be rad. You know what I mean? I wish we all had perfect health. But listen, no matter what God has allowed you to go through, he's with you. He has peace for you. And it's going to get good. The reason why you're being persecuted for being a Christian is because you're being persecuted because you're a Christian. Because you belong to Jesus, man. That's good news. Amen. It doesn't matter how bad things get here. You know what I mean? We don't want it to be bad. But whatever happens, man, we still are in the family. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise. Hebrews 12 and verse 6. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves. See that? We're being disciplined. We're going through whatever we're going through because we are loved by God. Amen? Pretty cool. Super cool. For the Lord disciplines the ones he loves as... Hold on. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son who he receives. So you're being corrected by God. You're going through whatever you're going through because you're in the family. Amen. If you weren't in a family, he wouldn't be worried about it. You know what I mean? But you are in a family. Can I get a witness? Amen. Thank you. Okay, let's go to James 1. Don't turn. It's on your monitor there, back of your bulletin. James 1 and verse 2. Coming to you out of the NIV. Consider it pure joy. Whoop. You got another trend here. 1 Peter 4:13 says, but rejoice when you go through trials. James is going to say the same thing right here. And Paul the Apostle, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's a pretty important thing for Paul. He says, don't forget about it, man. Whatever you're going through, keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on God and let him give you that joy. Let him give you that peace, that calm assurance that whatever's going on, God's in control. Amen? Okay, so James 1 verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, fiery trials, trials of many kinds, that's pretty tough right there, isn't it? If it was just one trial, one little thing, well, then we could compartmentalize that and work on that and, you know, tell us all solved. But sometimes, man, we get trials coming from every angle. That's a big stressor, ain't it? That's tough. But right here, the good book says, consider it pure joy. When you go through trials like that, consider it pure joy when you got craziness coming from you from every direction. Wow, man, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, this is what God says. So if God tells me to do it, there's got to be a way I can do it. You know what I mean? He says I can have joy no matter what I'm going through. Wouldn't that be nice? Think about it right now. Everybody zoom in and think about what I'm really saying right now. Wouldn't that be super cool if we could have joy and peace in the middle of our crazy lives? That's what the Lord is offering. He says, over and over again, life's tough, it's hard, people are going to be rude and mean to you because you're a Christian. You know what I mean? But you can have peace and you can have joy. I will get you through this. Keep your focus on me, trust in my word. Amen? Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith... Okay, listen, this is what the testing's all about. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces All God's people said, produces perseverance, our staying power. You know what I mean? You're going through this trial. God's allowed you to go through this trial, and he's trying to make you trust in him. That's what he's shooting for. Trust in me, man. Trust in me. You're going through this. Persevere. Don't give up, because it's going to lead to something good. Amen? Okay. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Okay. So what's perseverance got to do with it? Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, there it is, man. Now we know why we go through these hard times, because we're a Christian. Right? God's maturing me. He wants me to be that vessel that is going to be totally reliable on him, that is going to have peace in the middle of my storm, that vessel that he can use and be a blessing to other brothers and sisters in Christ, that can be a blessing and encouragement to a lost and dying world. Amen? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Amen. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Okay, so rejoice in the fact that I'm suffering, because I'm suffering because I'm a Christian. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be going through this if I wasn't a Christian. I wouldn't be going through this if I didn't belong to Jesus. But also, man, it's going to get really, 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 really awesome. It's going to get really, really awesome. God's glory, we're going to, man, okay, check it out. One day, all humanity is going to see Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. They're going to see Jesus Christ for who he really is. And we're part of that, man. Isn't that awesome? Even though life is tough and hard, man, we can focus on that it is going to be so amazing one day, that every wrong is going to be righted, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess, and we can be stoked about that, and one day we can say, I am with him. That's my big brother. Woo! I'm sorry you're freaking out right now, man, but I've been waiting for this my whole life. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's awesome. But we need to have a burden for those folks, don't we? You know what I mean? This is my big brother who I've been trying to tell you about. He's back. I told you he's going to be. It's going to be super rad. It's going to be super rocking. I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but it's going to be worth the wait. Amen? Can I get a witness? That's Peter saying, get stoked up, man. All right, life's not fair. Okay, everybody's going through it, man. It's going to get good. It's going to get awesome. God's with us through that process. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. First Peter 4 and verse 14. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Okay. Got the same thing going on. If you're insulted, somebody's being mean to you, someone's teasing you, talking bad behind your back, nobody likes you because you're a Christian, it's all right, man. You belong to Jesus. It's okay. It's going to get real good one day. Amen? But check this out. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Now, this is what Romans 8 and verse 18 says. I consider that our present sufferings... Now, you might have it bad, but I guarantee you don't have it bad like first century Christians got it. Look at this, man. I consider that our present sufferings, these guys were going through some horrendous stuff, man. Mega trials, man. Losing their lives. Being chopped up by gladiators, man. Being fed to lions, man. Just so other people could have sport and have fun. You know what I mean? They were being murdered because they loved Jesus. That's all they did, man. They were great citizens. They were paying their taxes. They worked hard. They were best citizens Rome had to offer. You know what I mean? But, man, they were being persecuted just because they loved Jesus. Real persecution. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Man, isn't that amazing? Yes, it is hard. It is difficult. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But there's no comparison to what's going to happen down the road, man. It's going to be so amazing. You know what I mean? We want to focus on the fact, man, that God is good. He's faithful. And it's going to be awesome. Everyone say, it's going to be awesome. Amen. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you. Now, that's a really cool statement right there. Okay, life's hard, life's tough. We got that, okay? You know that. But see, we are blessed, not just because we're in the family and we're saved, but we're blessed because the Lord God has equipped each and every believer with the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? So we can be obedient to that Holy Spirit. We can pull strength from that Holy Spirit. We can be a blessing to a lost and dying world. We can have an awesome testimony, awesome witness to our brothers and sisters. That's what it's saying right there, man. Listen, yeah, it's horrible. It's bad, kind of, right? Trust in me. You got the Holy Spirit. You can get through this, and God can use this for something amazing, man. Woo-hoo! Woo! Woo! Man alive. You are blessed because... you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. Everyone say that. I can do all things. Through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or no money. That's what Paul's talking about in that verse right there. He said, man, I've had a lot. I've had plenty. I've been fat. I've been skinny. You know what I mean? I've had more than enough. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going to eat next. But I can get through this. I can do all things because I'm trusting in God. I got the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? I can do all this. Whatever the Lord God wants me to do, he will make a way for me to do it. So we are blessed when we are insulted because we belong to Jesus, because we don't have to give this person a piece of our mind like we want to. You know what I mean? But we can show them the love of Jesus. You know what I mean? I got the Holy Spirit. And I know we're all growing in that area. I know I'm growing in that area. Not as much as I'd like to be, but that's the direction I'm heading. You know what I mean? More of Jesus and less of me. Whew, my goodness gracious. 1 Peter 4. Let's go to the next slide. Round and third. That's what the kids say when they're wrapping up something. Round and third. 1 Peter 4 and verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a... This is really funny, man. This is funny. But Peter better throw this in here, man. You know, he doesn't want us to get the two confused, man, because there's legit trials that we get where the Lord is maturing us. You know what I mean? That the Lord allows us to go through. And then there's the trial where we go stand before a judge because we did something stupid. You know what I mean? Those can be kind of different. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Not bet meddler, but isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how that's thrown in there? Sorry about the Bette Miller thing. But look, murderer, thief, evildoer, meddler. You know, some of us like to get involved in other people's business. Little meddling detecting. Okay. But let none of you suffer. Okay, so there's a difference between a trial and a consequence. Does that make sense? That's what we're talking about here. Sometimes you do something selfish, you do something stupid, and God's still going to use that to mature you, amen, but you're going to have to reap what you sow. Amen. You know what I mean? God warns us over and over again. That's what he's doing right now. Hey, if you go through hard times, let it be because you're a Christian. Let it be because you're being obedient to the word. You know what I mean? Let it be because you love Jesus, not because you're doing something selfish or stupid or deciding to do something that you know you ain't supposed to be doing. Amen? Okay. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. And isn't that funny? She's talking to Christian folks here. But man, when we get our eyes off of Jesus, there's literally nothing that we can't get involved in. You know what I mean? You never, ever, ever know, man. Because you take them baby steps, don't you, back into the world. Before you know it, man, you can be slip, sliding away. Yep. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Galatians 6 and verse 7. We need to remember this one. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You're not the guy that's going to be able to fool Jesus. You're not going to be the one person in the universe where God's like, okay, yeah, you put in $4 an offering plate last month. You're cool. I'm going to let you slide on this one. It's all good. That's kind of cute how you did that. He's not going to be like that. But do not be deceived. Don't trick yourself. Do not be deceived. Don't trick others. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. That's what Peter's saying right here, man. Don't do nothing stupid. Don't get in trouble for that. Your life is supposed to be a witness. Amen? So here we go. Now, let's close it up with this verse right here. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 5. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, and we do, and we can, suffer because we belong to Jesus. But remember, Jesus suffered for you. And any torment that you go through because of the name of Christ, you get to identify a little bit, just a tiny, tiny little bit of what Jesus did for you. You know what I mean? For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ, remember the punishment that brought us peace was on him. Jesus suffered when he didn't do nothing wrong. But through that suffering, we get eternal salvation. And you know what else? Thank you, Jesus. We get peace. We get peace. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. We don't have to worry about where we're going to spend eternity. We don't have to worry about how these things are going to end up or when they're going to come to an end. Because I'm trusting in God. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to be obedient to this word. Okay. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. God gives us comfort. Jesus gives us comfort through the storm, through the trial, even through the consequences that we're facing. God gives us comfort because his presence, Joshua 1:9, God is with you. God doesn't just say, I'm going to take care of you. God is like, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm in the boat. We're going to get through this. All right. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing these folks. Take good care of them, Jesus. Give us a hunger and a desire to get into your word, to be obedient to your word. Let us be a blessing to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. Thank you that there's no divisions, Lord, in this church, but we're a church that it loves you and we love one another, Lord. Thank you for an amazing week for these people. Thank you for clean bills of health. Thanks for financial blessings and mental prosperity, Lord. Thank you for taking care of us in every way, Lord. We love you and praise you. Your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.